It's the hour of round table.
Yes.
Yes. After staying up late, struggling with Madeline's slow internet access, and scrabbling for bargains amid the millions of other buyers who are online, we bet you woke up with a smile of content the morning of the Singles Day shopping spree, which is November the 11th, last Saturday. Now, let's tackle maybe a slightly more frustrating topic that's called buyer's remorse. Do you feel that regret now when you're counting the pennies left in the pocket?
Well, let's talk about this. So, guys, China's Singles Day falls every year on the 11th month and the 11th day of the 11th month. So that's 4/11s, meaning four singles, the days for singles, okay? So four singles, four ones, for you, if you are single. Alibaba capitalized on this in 2009 and developed it into an e-commerce frenzy. I'm not kidding. It's morphed commerce in China and probably in other parts of the world as well. Let's talk about the figures, though, from this year. Okay, so trade at Alibaba, China's leading e-commerce platform, reached 168.3 billion yuan, that's 25.4 billion US dollars, on Saturday's shopping promotion. Alipay, Alibaba's mobile payment platform, handled 1.48 billion payments around the world, 41% more than last year. Okay, let's talk about JD.com. That would be Alibaba's biggest rival on this day. In their online shopping frenzy, they reported sales of 127.1 billion yuan. That's 19.1 billion US dollars during the 11-day promotional period. And after two hours after Alibaba announced, their trade volume surpassed 10 billion yuan, three minutes and 1 second after midnight. JD.com announced its trade volume for the first time, 95 billion yuan, from November 1st to the early morning of November 11th. So this paints a picture, guys. Serious numbers, serious buying. But are you feeling seriously bad?
Or good.
Or good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm feeling good about it because the figures, so impressive, they are generated online entirely.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's very ecological. Well, that is one... Well, in a way, people are seeing it as becoming a common thing, but still this mobile payment, this such huge number in that department is still quite eye-opening. But are people feeling bad? There's actually a term, buyer's remorse, feeling the regret after you've shelled out on all these interesting promotions.
Yes, you know, there's definitely some ways I think people might be feeling remorse specifically from this period. And that would be the promotional activities. Guys, on Friday I talked about my underwear purchasing that I was going to do on Double 11. It didn't happen. I don't have Zhifu Bao, so I was very upset. That's my only remorse. What am I going to do? But even if I had done my underwear shopping, like I does, okay?
You would not be regretting it?
Well, let's take it this way. I have to, maybe I want all these different same brands of underwear, Liming, okay? Mm-hmm. Without getting into too much detail. But maybe I can't get all of these under the same promotional activity.
No.
I have to get other underwear I don't want, okay? So in the end, I only get one single maybe pair or amount of whatever underwear I wanted, and then just the other ones that kind of came with the promotional activity. People might have remorse if that's not even about underwear, but just whatever you bought. You got stuff just to get the better deal on what you actually wanted. Then you say, God, what do I do with this stuff? Because this is another problem. Some things have expiration dates. Maybe you bought a lot of something. You bought it in bulk. Or you just use your house's storage for all this stuff that is going to take time to go away. And constantly, you'll be reminded that you bought it. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm not
regretting. You feel remorseful now, Lai Ming?
I'm not regretting today because I didn't buy anything on Singles Day. But I did. But I do remember being feeling regrettable after buying my first online shopping experience.
Oh.
Yeah, very first. So I bought a little bag.
Yeah.
It looked very cute. Very appropriate.
For yourself? Cute bag?
Yeah. Cute. But when I got it.
Leave him alone.
It looked very, very impressive online from the pictures.
Yeah.
But when I got it, I was shocked because it was tiny.
Okay, so you didn't check the measurements? Yeah. Oh, man, online shopping neophyte.
Gosh, you know? Leave him alone. He's revealing this. His regrettable experience.
Vulnerable, huh?
Well, Thank you for sharing. And caring is sharing. Thank you very much for that. Yes, and I know that there are some of our listeners that's writing in about
It's okay.
Hoarding. Share. Yes, that's hoarding. Pretty much when you buy in bulk and in the foreseeable future, you won't be able to use up all that product you got. And that becomes a little bit of an issue, as in a society we are in these days in cities that we live in relative abundance. When you buy too much, that is hoarding, and that is taking up so much room in your apartment. Is that something you want to do? And also, some people are also saying that getting the gym membership card, because it's half price during these special promotional days. But are you actually going to use it?
Listen, guys, if you fell for these sweet deals, we're not judging you. Everybody loves a sale, buys the things, not necessarily because we feel we need them, but at that price, we need them. You know, something like, I'll never get it again at this price. I'm saving money. Maybe that makes sense. But if you feel like you bought too much stuff, I think there's a double 12 day coming around the corner. Just remember this experience and don't necessarily jump on the deals you don't really need.
Yeah.
Try to be honest with yourself.
Exactly. And I'm thinking about the guy that purchased apparently a helicopter online.
Wow.
And he got a 6 million yuan discount on the day. Was that a sweet deal? Well, I wonder. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.